The battles over frac sand mining and the Pinoki Hills iron mine are being fought by Wisconsin lawyers. Today's Bar Association meeting brings together some of the state's top legal guns, including Chris Jakels, who helps village, town, and county governments get the best possible deal when they talk to mining companies.
They can try to get as much as they can to protect their environment and to protect their economy and their culture. I don't necessarily advise municipalities to try to stop mining dead in its tracks because the David and Goliath problem arises. They're outmanned and outgunned if the effort is to try to stop it entirely.
The Trempealeau County government tried to do just that with a moratorium on new frac sand mining. Attorney Bill White represents industrial sand companies.
The environmental preservationists versus the industrial sand folks actually have probably more in common than they realize, but oftentimes a municipality will panic in some ways, and I think that's what's happening in Trempealeau. I have every confidence over time that things will calm down.
Betsy Lawton of Midwest Environmental Advocates says the Bad River Tribe has a lot of legal tools as a sovereign nation in its fight against the proposed Pinoki Hills mine.
The Bad River Band, they have the same authority internally over their waters as Wisconsin has for its state waters that are within its borders.
About 40 lawyers are attending today's Bar Association meeting, compared to more than 200 at a similar meeting 2 years ago. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.